I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Sunday morning. With the presidential election just a couple of days away, a look back in history to one of America's super politicians. Mark Haney talks with Harlow Giles Unger about his new biography of John Quincy Adams later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 20 minutes, Dean Regas from the Cincinnati Observatory has a conversation with the editor of Astronomy Magazine, David Eicher. One of the results of the civil rights struggles of the 1950s and 60s was an effort to level the playing field in the workplace. Today, government contracts often have so-called diversity goals, intended to help give minority-owned businesses a chance to better compete for projects. From Ohio Public Radio member station WCPN, David C. Barnett reports that some Northeast Ohio minority firms that specialize in legal, accounting, or other professional services claim they're still shut out of the game.
For the past 30 years or so, minority programs have been a boon to small companies that sell stuff or build stuff. A new county office might have its copier toner supplied by an Hispanic-owned firm, for instance, or an African-American company might get to do some electrical work for a federal building project. But Cleveland attorney Ronald Johnson says a minority-owned law firm has a harder time landing contracts.
The difference between professional services and other types of services, I believe professional services are more intellectual in nature. For example, for lawyers, you pay lawyers to provide legal services that are rooted in experience and judgment, as opposed to maybe purchasing supplies or providing construction services, which is a little bit more defined.
In other words, it's easy enough to look through catalogs or go to showrooms and weigh the differences between brands of bolts or boxes. Hiring the services of marketing firms, accountants, or lawyers is a lot different.
How do you effectively evaluate and differentiate lawyer A from lawyer B? Well, is it going to be their experience? Is it going to be their intellect? Are you going to look at their law school grades?
Without any hard and fast criteria to rank professional service providers, the choice often comes down to advice from friends. According to University of Akron management professor Stephen Ash, he says those relationships are built between executives who are part of similar circuits. They're members of the same clubs. They play golf together and so forth. Ash notes that a manager will claim that he or she just wants to get the best person for the job.
But in reality, how does that happen? Well, you know somebody. You want to feel comfortable they're going to do a good job for you.
Some owners of minority firms claim they are shut out of the bidding process because they never have a chance to build such relationships. Cleveland-based marketing professional Julius Dorsey says that over the course of his 25 years in the business, little has changed.
This is a conversation I could have had with you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 or 25 years ago.
But Adrian Maldonado says the bidding process isn't so closed. The former director of procurement and diversity for Cuyahoga County suggests that minority firms often aren't big enough to handle work required by a government contract.
Listen, there is no provision that stops any minority business from bidding this thing as a prime contractor themselves. But what happens is that you usually don't have the financial capacity to do it, the ability to do the job.
Attorney Ronald Johnson has heard the capacity argument before, and he thinks it's sometimes used as an excuse by companies who have already made up their minds to go with people they know. He says it's a barrier that's hard to break through.
The real question, the real frustration is, how do we move to the next level?
A local Latino lawyer says it's an exasperating problem, but he wouldn't comment on it for this story because he didn't want to come off sounding, as he put it, like a whiny minority. Ronald Johnson is encouraged that the greater Cleveland legal community has begun talking about ways to increase diversity. But like marketer Julius Dorsey, he wishes such talk would produce actual results.
I think it's optimistic. But it's just a little bit slow. I wish we could move a little bit faster.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.